me. Amen. One of the things the Lord spoke to me early about this morning, you know, he got in my heart early. And I don't know if you look at the ministry page and the post that I posted this morning, but he was showing me the red sky this morning. And Jesus was speaking in Matthew 16. And he says, you can see the signs in the sky, but you don't recognize the signs of the times. And, you know, in the Navy, we used to have a statement, red skies night, sailors delight. Red skies morning, sailors take warning. And I believe today that God wants to bring us a Holy Ghost warning, but he just wants to stir us up and wake us up. There is no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus that walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. We're in a battle with the flesh, and it's a war that's taking place. So today, with the help of the Lord, look with me and 2 Timothy chapter 4. The Apostle Paul in this text is writing to his student Timothy, and everyone in the room is a student. We're all students of the gospel, ever learning but never fully coming to the knowledge of truth. Amen? So we're constantly growing and we're learning. And the Apostle Paul says to his student Timothy in verse number 1, he says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers, having itchy ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. And this is where I want to focus our attention today in verse number 5. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. The title of this morning's message, you know, I was always trying to find that title. The title of this morning's message is The Wonder of His Word. The wonder is to awe, to be inspired, the awe of His Word. And the three things that the Lord wants to speak to our hearts today about is to watch, to work, and to witness. Three W's. Look at your neighbor and say, we got the three W's today. Can we lift the word together and make a declaration here and come into agreement? Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I can have. I am. I can be who God says I can be. I can do what God says I can do. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're so grateful that you sent it to accomplish something in this house today. So, Lord, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's gathered here today. Not only here, but on the website. Lord, I pray for every heart to be receptive to what you have for them today. And may we put action to your word, because faith without action is dead being alone. So we say, Lord, have your way in this atmosphere. Have your way in this place. Have your way in every heart and life. And we'll never cease to give you the glory, and we'll never cease to give you the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. So the first thing he's calling us to do is to watch. In Matthew chapter 26, Matthew 26, we find that Jesus is at the Mount of Transfiguration, and he comes back, and he finds his disciples sleeping. And I believe if the Lord was to return today, that half of his church would be sleeping. They wouldn't be awake. You know, the Word of God says in Matthew 26, verse 40, he says, and he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? But listen to what he says. He says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen? You know, the Word of God says this, there is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus that walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. Amen? In other words, the Lord is asking you and I to wake up, to be alert. I think it's kind of alarming. I know we're in the last days. I think it's kind of alarming because in the church and the body of Christ worldwide, listen to me, and the body of Christ worldwide, the average child of God attends church 1.6 times a month and overall. In other words, it hasn't become important. And God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things should be added unto you. Now, there's no condemnation. God's not here to beat anyone up. God's here to wake us up. God is to wake us up because he says, watch so you don't fall into temptation. You know, the Word of God says, let no man say when he is tempted by God, because God cannot tempt with evil, neither does God tempt any man. But when tempted, we're drawn away by our own lust, and lust is enticed. When lust is conceived, it becomes sin, and when sin is finished, it becomes death. The Lord is telling us to watch, to be alert. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Apostle Paul says this to us. When Paul was writing to the church of Corinth, he's writing to the body of Christ, to the church. We're all the church. So look to your neighbor and say, he's writing to us. Amen? So he's speaking to us. In other words, this isn't a book that's just in a book. It has to become life. If it doesn't become life amongst us, it does not have any effect. Amen? And God, everything God does has a positive effect. So he says in verse number 12, he warns us, he says, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful. Look to the one next to you and say, God is faithful. Who will never suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Amen. In other words, he says there's always an avenue to escape. Amen. He wants us to be awake, alert. He wants us to be watchful. I love the way the apostle closes his letter in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, his first letter to the church of Corinth, where he says this. He said, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. In other words, man up. Amen? Be strong. Matter of fact, when the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 6 was teaching about putting on the armor of God, before he ever got into the armor, and verse number 10 of chapter 6, he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, his might, not mine. If I could do all things through Christ that gives me strength, I've got to be resting in his strength and not mine. It's his power, not my power. It's his strength, not my strength. Amen? So first off, he is speaking to his disciples. He said, watch ye. In our text, I lost my thought. I'll find it. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. I want it to go somewhere else too. He said, watch ye in all things. Endure afflictions. Endure afflictions. The psalmist says in Psalms 34:19, he says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Now, he didn't say that we weren't going to be afflicted. He said, watch ye, endure afflictions. He is saying, keep alert. You're going to go through some stuff, but I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you. I'm just as close as the call of my name. I will help you to be a victor. Amen? That's when we can really say, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that gives me strength. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. Therefore, I glorify God in my weakness that his power may rest upon me. Amen? Amen? So, in other words, what God's doing is he wants to get the word inside of us, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as God's word gets in us, it will produce something inside of us. Amen? So we can overcome whatever we're facing. You know, he says, watch ye in all things, endure afflictions. Then he said, do the work. Do the work. In other words, James said, faith without works is dead being alone. So there's some kind of action that comes with my faith. Faith without action is dead. So the Lord took me to Haggai chapter 2. And I want you to hear what the Father has to say here. Remember, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And here's the word of the Lord in Haggai chapter 2, verse number 4. He says to the prophet Haggai, he says, yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedech, the high priest. And be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. When I was reading this and I was studying this, the Lord said, he said, so many times we've been pouring out the word of God, we've been sowing the word of God, and it looks like it doesn't have an effect, and there's going to be a suddenly, and all of a sudden, God's going to breathe on it, and the body of Christ is going to come alive. Judgment begins in the house of God, and God said it's going to arise in us. God's going to arise in us, and the enemy is going to be scattered. I remember when we first started our miracle healing services in this church. The first Sunday that we had miracle healing service, we had communion on the same Sunday. I don't know how many were still here at that time. And we lined up this center row, up and down this center row, and we took communion. And the glory of God filled the top of this sanctuary, where the people in the sound booth could not see the floor. Sam and them were in the sound booth, and you couldn't even see the floor because a cloud filled the house. And the Lord said, there's coming a time when that glory is going to fall, and it's going to come down amongst the people. And he wants you and I, his children, to get excited about him. We serve a God that's exciting. We don't serve a dead, dull God. We serve a God that's alive and well. Amen. He's alive with power. He's alive with might, with joy, with peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, and temperance of faith. It all flows by the Spirit of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but that excites me. Can anybody else get excited here? Is it okay if we get a little excited in the house of God? Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I serve an exciting God. Amen. The Lord is, his mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he says to us, he says, for the work. The Apostle Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. He said, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for your labor is not in vain in the Lord. God has something for every last one to do. God has something for each and every one of us. He's given us gifts and abilities and talents that is needed in the body of Christ. Amen. You know, it's something about when the body gets active, look out. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why the Lord keeps on telling me, don't grow weary in well-doing. For a due season you'll reap if you don't faint or give up. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I haven't seen everything that the Lord showed me, but he gave me vision. And with vision, he says there's an appointed time for it. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. Amen. And I have a vision for this ministry. And God gave me a vision for this ministry. And the glory was coming in here and going out to the nations. The nations are going to come in and we're going to go out to the nations because that's what God called this ministry to do. It may not look like it right now. It may not seem like it right now, but God said it. And when God says it, he's going to do it. Amen. I believe God in his word. Amen. I don't believe he'll ever show me anything that he cannot do. He can do all things, and we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. So in other words, what God is saying to you and I, it's time for the church to arise and the enemy to scatter in Jesus' name. That you're anointed and that you're appointed for a time such as now. You're not sitting here by accident or by mistake. The God has orchestrated for you to be here to hear what the Spirit of God is saying today. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. Amen. I'm rejoicing and I'm giving him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. I can get happy in a moment. Amen. I get happy. All I have to do is look at my honey. She makes me happy. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Lord. Philippians chapter 2. Are you with me still? Am I too loud? The Apostle Paul reminds us of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus that we have. Amen? God wants you to recognize who you are. Amen? He says in verse 12, now as though I have already attained, either or already perfect, but I follow after if that I might and may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. That's a full statement. Brethren, I count not myself to apprehend at this one thing I do. Forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark of the high prize of Christ Jesus. Of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this to you. So one of the things he's speaking to my heart about, we're to watch, we're to walk, we're to work, but we're also to witness. Back up. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 12. I was reading verse 12. Error. Is it possible for the pastor to error? Yes, I'm human. I'm a humanoid. Verse number 12. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but how much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom you shine as lights in the world." Amen? Wow, that's a challenging statement, is it not? Yeah? "For by grace we are saved by faith, that not of ourselves, is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." But he says it's a continuation, that we were to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. "I'm being not conformed to this world, but I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind. I got to change the way I think, because my old man had stinking thinking, all right? And now I got to think according to God's word. In other words, I've got to think according to he thinks." Amen? You know, it was kind of interesting in that song when we were singing that song a little while ago, when we were singing about your heart is your throne. The Lord said to me in there, our heart is his throne. Amen? To place him as the Lord of our lives. To place a throne on our hearts and make him Lord, just not Savior. Amen? But the Lord, the one that rules, the one that leads, the one that steers, you know, our hearts and lives. So he's saying to you and I, there's also the witness. In Isaiah chapter 43, Isaiah 43, verse number 10, the word of God says this. He says, "You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shewed, when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, you are my witness, saith the Lord, that I am God." Amen? So in other words, he says, do the work of an evangelist that we're to witness. Jesus said this. Listen to me. In Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, he said, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth." Listen to me. You've been empowered to share the love of Jesus with others. Jesus said, "All power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all these things that I have commanded thee. And lo, I am with you even to the end of the world." He said in Mark chapter 16, he said, "Go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Amen? In other words, the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 19, he said, "And that utterance may be given unto me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." Now, if I go through the world and I go through life and I'm just letting my light so shine before men that they may see all my good works, but I never tell them why, all I gave glory to is myself. I never gave the glory to him. I never gave the honor to him. I never made it about him. I made it about me. Amen. God said he's called and chosen us as vessels for his glory and for his honor and for his praise. And so we find that in closing today, everybody loves it when I say in closing, He said in our text, to make full proof of thy ministry. To make full proof of thy ministry. And what the Lord was speaking to me about was waiting. The waiting. And I said, the waiting? And he said, yes. And he took me to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. And he said this, he says, and they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not grow weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And the Lord was speaking to my heart. You know, the word wait comes from the Hebrew word kawal. 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 Now, K-A-W-V-A-W. Kawal. It's spelled Q-A-V-A, but it's pronounced kawal. And kawal means to wait for, to wait upon, or to wait on. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, sit down. So I sat in the chair in my family room. He said, I want to talk to you about this scripture. He said, many of my children are like in a doctor's office. They're waiting for me. But he said, he wants them to be like I am. He said, who is the greatest among you? Whoever is the greatest servant. And he says, as you get up and begin to serve others, I will renew your strength. Then you will mount up with wings as eagles. Then you will run and not grow weary. Then you will walk and not faint. But if you just continue to sit and wait, you will never be strengthened by my power. God says the waiting period is over. God says it's time for the church to arise. He's called you and he's anointed you and he's appointed you for a time such as now. And he says, like the prophet Isaiah said, he says, arise, shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but thy light shall shine upon you, and my glory shall be seen upon you. God wants you to understand today that he's called us to watch, to work, to witness, but he's also called us to wait upon others. Who is the greatest? The greatest servant. God didn't call you without purpose and without plan. He has a plan in every heart and every life, and he will not change his mind concerning you. The question he poses to you and I in closing, will you change your heart and mind concerning him? Bow your heads and let us pray.